trade restrictions, China to curb beef imports with new quota tariffs. Von editor Fleischwirtschaft.com, VOM, the 5th of January 2026. Beijing, China has announced beef import safeguard measures that will apply to key exporters, drawing concern from suppliers while Chinese officials cite damage to the domestic industry. China will impose an additional 55% tariff on beef imports exceeding quota levels from key suppliers, including Brazil, Australia, and the United States, under new safeguard measures aimed at protecting its domestic cattle industry. According to Reuters, officials at China's Ministry of Commerce said the total import quota for 2026 will be set at 2.7 million tons for countries covered by the measures. The policy took effect on January 1, 2026, and is supposed to run for 3 years, with the total quota increasing annually. The increase in the amount of imported beef has seriously damaged China's domestic industry, the ministry said, following an investigation launched in December 2024. After China imported a record 2.87 million tons of beef in 2024, imports fell 0.3% to 2.59 million tons in the first 11 months of 2025. In 2024, China imported 1.34 million tons of beef from Brazil, 594,567 tons from Argentina, 243,662 tons from Uruguay, 216,050 tons from Australia, 150,514 tons from New Zealand, and 138,112 tons from the United States. In the first 11 months of 2025, Brazil shipped 1.33 million tons to China, exceeding the 1.1 million ton level set under the new measures. Australian beef exports to China reached 294,957 tons in the first 11 months of 2025, while U.S. shipments fell to 55,172 tons, less than half of 2024 levels. Australian shipments increased after China allowed permits at hundreds of U.S. meat plants to expire. Australian meat industry groups criticized the decision. The Australian Meat Industry Council, AMIC, said it was extremely disappointed by the announcement, describing the safeguard measures as unfair and inconsistent with the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement. AMIC Chief Executive Tim Ryan criticized the new restrictive trade arrangements imposed on Australia, saying they are neither fair nor appropriate, and do not reflect the long-standing, mutually beneficial trade relationship Australia has with China. Ryan said the measures would have a severe impact on trade flows to China, and could reduce Australian beef exports to China by about one-third compared with the past 12 months, affecting trade worth more than $1 billion Australian dollars. According to Ryan, AMIC and Meat and Livestock Australia engaged with Chinese investigators throughout the year-long safeguard investigation, including in-person hearings and site visits. Imports of Australian beef are not a cause of damage to the domestic beef industry in China, he said. Australian Trade Minister Don Farrell said Canberra had made clear that Australian beef posed no risk to China's sector and called the decision disappointing. Australia's Agriculture Minister Julie Collins said the government and industry were assessing the full implications of the measures. Hongzi Xu, senior analyst at Beijing Orient Agribusiness Consultants, said Chinese beef imports are likely to decline in 2026 as a result of the policy. China's beef cattle farming is not competitive compared with countries such as Brazil and Argentina, Xu said. Brazilian officials said the government would seek to manage the impact. Agriculture Ministry Secretary Luis Rua said there was no reason to panic, and that Brazil could negotiate compensatory measures with China and redirect exports to other markets. Brazilian industry groups expressed concern. Beef lobby group ABIC said China accounted for about 48% of Brazil's beef export volume in 2025, while lobby group Abrafrigo estimated the measures could result in up to $3 billion in lost export revenue for Brazil in 2026. Chinese researchers said the tariffs would help stabilize the domestic sector. The safeguards should curb declines in breeding cow numbers and give domestic producers time to adjust and upgrade operations.